Today I'm going to share my second acid trip, how it helped me unearth and integrate an enormous personal shadow and the insights I gained into a repressed side. This is a Deep Psychology podcast. I'm Ross. We blend spirituality, psychology and self-help to help you shine a light on your inner workings. The insights I share have helped me deeply understand myself and transform my life. Listen to this podcast if you want to get real, powerful insights and avoid all the fluffy nonsense that abounds in self-help circles. You'll know more about your psychology than 99% of people out there. You can find me on all the major podcasting platforms or head to deep-psychology.com, visited by thousands every month for tons of free resources. And a disclaimer before we start, the information here is strictly educational. I'm not responsible or liable for any damage you cause yourself while using psychedelics. These substances can potentially be very dangerous and even lethal. If you use them, please do so carefully and responsibly. So in the next couple of episodes, I'm going to talk about psychedelics and what I've learned from my trips, the biggest insights I've had from my trips. I've done both acid and shrooms, not a whole lot, but I've done about 10 trips in total, and some of them were very life-changing. And I think I remember all of them and the lessons they gave me. And so I want to share the most powerful ones with you. Today, we're going to focus on my second acid trip, which was back in 2017, and the insights it gave me into my shadow. Now, listen, if you're not sure what the shadow is, I'm talking about the psychological shadow. I talk about it a bit in my article called The Symptoms of Repressed Anger, which is also very relevant for today's episode. The shadow in psychology goes back to Jung and Freud. It's basically, if you want to think of it very simply, it's the part of you that you can't see. The parts of your psychology that you can't see, but they are active. And this just doesn't just apply to anger, which is repressed anger is pretty universal, but it applies to any and all traits, not just unpleasant traits, well, things we usually think of as unpleasant, like anger, but also our own, we can even repress our own greatness, for example. Think of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, actually, this novel really beautifully illustrates the shadow in a metaphorical sense. I'm not talking about we all have a murderer inside us. That's not what I'm saying. We always have the light side that we can see, the light side that is in view, and then the dark side that is underground. And as I said, the shadow consists of positive qualities too. So when we say in the dark, we say it's in the dark because it's hidden. It's more of a metaphorical darkness. It's not necessarily an unpleasant quality or a socially unacceptable quality that's in the shadow. It can be very positive qualities, actually. The shadow is often deeply repressed, and basically the deeper we repress it, the more pain it causes us. So you might be wondering, well, why are you talking about the shadow and how was it so liberating for you? Well, it's because of this, because the more we repress it, the more pain it causes us, and the less integrated we are as human beings. And we all have shadows. It's not, there's no judgment here. The word shadow can sound a bit judgmental or a bit like, oh, you've got shadows. Oh, no. It's really not like that. We all have shadows. We can see other people's shadows. We can see our own shadows. And unless we work to clean them up, we're going to have them forever. And so that's what I want to share, is the beautiful freedom that comes from cleaning them up. Luckily, I got a big cleanup when I did this second acid trip, but we'll get into that. This turned me inside out, this particular experience completely turned me inside out. I'm not saying I'm shadow free and that I'm not obnoxious and unpleasant because of my shadow. I am. But I can never go back to my previous ignorance of the shadow. Like, it was made so clear that I can never forget it. So this trip wasn't really about discovering my shadow. I just went in with the mentality that the acid would show me what I most had to see at the time, which is basically my usual attitude towards taking psychedelics. I think that these things are too powerful for you to try and control what will happen. It's good to have a general sort of reason for doing the trip and a general thing you want to get out of it, like learning more about yourself. But I've kind of realized that having this fixed idea of what it should be isn't often, it's not really realistic, and it's actually not very necessary. I find that these things are more wise than I am. So just to put into a bit of context this trip, it was back in late 2017 when I'd just sort of started my journey as a meditator, doing personal development, reading about psychology and so on, and changing myself. And I'd heard about the shadow at that point, and it sounded nice. It sounded like a nice concept, and I'd done some work to uncover my shadows, but I didn't really feel this huge change. I didn't really feel like I'd really understood it, and I'd had a big release. And I guess I also didn't realize how deep it goes. So this day when I did a tab, I just did one tab of acid. It had been quite a long, exhausting trip. It was a very body-centered experience. A lot of tension and habits and blockages were being released from the body. And there was quite a lot of ego death. I don't think I had any deep spiritual experience necessarily in this particular trip, but there was a lot of sort of ego death, stripping back the layers of who I was to my more essential self. And it was really towards the end of the peak phase of the trip that all of a sudden I had this insight into the shadow, and I don't really know how exactly it happened. I think I was sort of tripping, reflecting on my life and thinking about my family and my friends, and all of a sudden I just remember having this amazing clarity into the shadow. And not mental clarity, I mean like physical, mental, emotional, just full-bodied clarity into the shadow. And I could actually see my shadow literally around me. Like, you project your shadow onto people and to the world around you, and I could literally see that happening in a way that I could never have seen before. It was like realizing, watching a film and then realizing the whole thing was being projected by a projector machine. I could see all those projections I was putting onto the world because of my shadow, because of the unacknowledged parts of myself. And well, on one level, I realized how much of a bastard I was to people because of my shadow, particularly with my repressed anger, which I had quite a lot of, and because I was always sort of nagging at people, getting on at people, but not really aware that I was sort of reacting out of shadow, not out of actually consciously owning the anger and directing it consciously. I was more just nagging, getting on at people, creating enemies, creating arguments. And when I realized, particularly the repressed anger part and how it drove me and drove my behavior, I got really angry at myself. And I ordered myself to go for a walk, you know, to one of these walks where you contemplate your entire life. And when I came back, I just felt all of that repressed anger, that anger that was in me but I wasn't consciously acknowledging, and so I could feel it, but I was feeling more the after effects of it, not the actual anger. It sort of felt like it was all reintegrated back into myself again, and then it all came out, like all this anger had been repressing just came out. Luckily I was able to grab a pillow, like I was looking around for things to punch. Luckily I found a pillow. And so I started laying into the pillow, but I could just feel that release. And it was gorgeous. It was like drinking water after not having drunk water for a long time. It was just, this huge sense of relief. It's almost like having a clean house again after it's been dirty for a very long time. I felt lighter and more alive and more whole. And this is kind of the typical effect of reintegrating the shadow. There was other shadow material that I became aware of, but most of it was the anger. And though I felt quite disgusted with myself for all of my shadow, particularly my repressed anger, I'm very thankful that I saw it so clearly. And I still think I have repressed anger because it's a very deep shadow. But wow, I can feel that sense of release and that feeling of ease in the body. I feel like I've still got it after all those years. And I think shadow therapy, you know, there's typical shadow therapy that doesn't use psychedelics, especially not at home on your own. But I think doing shadow therapy with a professional, and you might even try to do it on psychedelics, it's more progressive and not so dramatic. But I think it sort of takes what I realized in about an hour or two, and it sort of spreads out over time. And over time, it gets you similar insights. You just have to persist with it longer than I had to for my particular, because it was my acid trip. But I'd also say that if you're doing it every day, it's going to be more integrated than maybe it is in an acid trip. Maybe not as immediately powerful, but more integrated because you're making it a habit. Let me talk now a bit about some insights into the shadow that I had. And wow, I'll try my best because these things are difficult to describe. You know, the psychological literature is full of this stuff, but I've realized these things for myself and it's hard to communicate them to other people. So unless you see it, you may not quite understand the depth of it, but I'll try my best. So first thing I realized is that the shadow is basically all the traits in yourself that you don't like, whether it's because it's not accepted by others or whether because you have not accepted it in yourself or a mixture or whatever it is. You don't like that stuff inside yourself, but it's in you. And what you basically do is you don't like it inside yourself, so you sort of push it outside, and it eventually, once you've done that long enough and effectively enough, it seems like those traits are outside of you. So for example, when you see them in others, you blame them for those traits and you judge them and you make villains out of them. And because it's something you dislike about yourself, but you're not acknowledging either the trait or the fact you dislike it, you're just pushing it out. It creates this tension and this unease, especially because when you're going around and you're, you know, you're living your life and you're going into the world, you see these traits everywhere because, hey, there's a lot of human beings out there and we all have these traits in various degrees, but we all have them. And so we're sort of constantly getting triggered by other people expressing these traits that we hate within ourselves. And I love this. I don't know which philosopher said this. I think it might have been Schopenhauer, but I can't remember. Said something like, you hate in others exactly that which you hate in yourself. And so, yeah, that's one way to understand your own shadow, is to see what do you dislike about other people. And chances are, it might be very hard for you to accept this, but chances are you are the exact same, or you have that trait in yourself, but you don't realize it and you deny it, repress it, project it onto others and so on. But it also just shows you why the shadow is painful, because you're constantly seeing your own shadow in other people and it's triggering you because you don't like your shadow. The other thing about the shadow is it's not outside of you. What happens with the shadow? It feels like you're constantly bumping into it as you're living your life, because you've repressed it and you're projecting it outside yourself. You're still constantly bumping into it, yet it's obscure to you and it feels like it's out there somewhere. It feels like it's, even though you can feel sort of the effects of it, it feels like it's out there. That's the whole mechanism of projection. And what I want to say is that it's actually not out there. It's just been pushed far away from you, literally far away from your mind and body in a certain sense. And it's sort of stored subconsciously. and it feels like it's outside, but it's actually not. And that is the beauty of reintegrating the shadow, is that wholeness, that, oh, now I really realize who I am and what my psychology is. Whereas before it felt like that was all outside of me. Your shadow does a lot of harm and to other people, but I would say even more to you. It has you making enemies. It has you living in tension with yourself and with other people. It brings a lot of tightness in the body. Repression requires tightness and blockages in the body, I think. And it's actually known that something like repressed anger, and I've talked more about this in the article on repressed anger, so I'll leave a link to that in the description. I won't explain why this is true, but repressed anger can lead to depression. It's actually one of the main causes of depression. So your shadow does a lot of harm to you, and that's why reintegrating it is so powerful, because you not only do you stop that self-harm, basically, that you're doing to yourself, you're also getting the sense of release and reintegration. And so it's twofold. I also want to say that one reason that the shadow sounds judgmental, but it's not, is because it's not, a lot of it isn't you. Only you can be responsible for your shadow, but you, in many cases, I don't think you were responsible for its creation. A lot of it goes back to childhood, when we're sort of inculcated into a culture, into a family who expects certain behavior from us, and they basically co-repress all of our undesirable, what are, according to them or to society, undesirable traits. And you end up with this shadow, and you can't even remember when it formed. We live in a very sterilized culture that makes us shadow ridden, basically. And it's probably one of the reasons that many of us are screwed up in certain ways psychologically, is because of our shadow, and because there's certain things that we just can't do in polite society. I'm not saying, for example, that we should outright express all of our anger. But when we condemn our anger, when we condemn others' anger, and we condemn it as a culture and pretend that it's not there and it shouldn't be there, the only thing that we do is create shadow. We're not actually solving the problem of anger. And how do we channel it wisely and with discernment? What we're doing is we're shoving it down beyond the realm of what we can control, and it's going to control us. It's still us, but it's controlling us because we're not owning it. And so it's just interesting to notice what traits we deny in society and how that creates our shadows. And it might point you to your own shadows, and it might help you understand why you have shadows, and not to get angry at yourself or to condemn yourself. And ultimately, I discovered that the shadow basically cuts you in half. And again, the depth of this is quite difficult to explain, but it basically makes you inauthentic, because you're not being who you really are. You're not expressing yourself purely, authentically, spontaneously. You're basically, you've limited your behavior and your speech and your actions to certain things that you know are going to be accepted. And you repress all of that. And it's not just anger. There's a whole slew of qualities that we repress. And it makes you feel very inauthentic, and it causes you pain. And it's up to each of us to integrate all of our shadows. No one can do this work for us. So I can tell you, hey, there's this thing called shadow, and here are the benefits of reclaiming your shadow, but I can't do the work for you. No one can do the work for you. But the rewards of doing that, whether it's using psychedelics or it's doing shadow work, which I'll talk more about in future, well, the effects are fantastic. So if you'd like to learn more about the shadow, head to my latest article on repressed anger. do subscribe to the channel. I really hope you enjoyed this, me sharing my acid trip and what showed me about my repressed side. And do tell me about your psychedelic experiences and whether you have seen your own shadow on psychedelics. I'd be really interested to hear. Take care, and I hope to see you soon.